The October 2024 Seven Sister Apostolate Communique. One holy hour, one priest, each week, one heart of prayer. The beginning picture is of the Madonna of the Grapes, one of our patrons, painted by Pierre Mignard. Overseer of the Eucharistic life, pray for us, guide us. Greetings to dearest sisters in Christ. Preceding the sign of the cross at Mass, a priest friend sometimes offers a fervorino regarding the life and love of the saint of the day. He consistently concludes with Saint John Vianney, for example, love the Lord Jesus Christ, the same Lord Jesus Christ we celebrate today. Indeed, his statement causes one's heart to fully embrace each saint in the most fundamental way through mutual love of Christ. One might apply the same sentiment from Christ himself about his mother. We are created to embrace and welcome her fully through the mutual and intense love of Christ. Mary holds innumerable titles, enough to fill a litany to overflowing. How good of God to clearly guide, then endow, our apostolate with the patronage of the Madonna of the Grapes. The title Madonna means Lady. As Seven Sisters, we look to Mary as the first and perfect disciple who is guiding us, while equally appreciating that her relationship as Mother is inseparable. As the Lady of Grapes, Mary is the overseer and caretaker of the Eucharistic life. Priests and bishops are charged with the same. Every Seven Sister shares a portion of that responsibility too. How fitting, then, for the apostolate to esteem Mary under this title. Here in Mignard's painted scene, Mary has chosen the grapes from the basket, leaving the two apples behind. She is the new Eve, offering life-giving food rather than forbidden fruit. The grapes appear as a rich purple hue, fresh and plump. The skins are intact. They have not yet been broken by the violence of the winepress. Neither Mary nor Jesus takes claim of the cluster of fruit, but together tenderly hold in seeming anticipation. The time has not yet come. Even Jesus himself is not held in a grip, as one might be typical for a wiggly lad of his age. Instead, Mary ever so slightly rests the flesh of only one thumb against his flesh. Her posture, hands, and glance placidly echo a mirror image of Michelangelo's Pietà. Jesus here contentedly sits atop a pillow atop his mother's lap, but with legs crossed, suggested of the impending day of Golgotha. His muscles are full of life and chubby newness, being readied for the strength needed for that day. Mary teaches Seven Sisters here. The Eucharistic life came through the greatest price, then and now. While we hold the earthly Eucharistic caretakers, our priests and bishops, in hearts of prayer, we do not seek to clutch nor control them. The blueprint of each priestly life is not ours to redraft. As sisters in Christ, our nearness rests in unyielding prayers, sacrifices, and conviction that God's will be done in each priestly life. In quietness and trust is our strength. Isaiah 30, verse 15. The Eucharistic life stands to be preserved through their hands, not counting the cost by them nor by us. No matter how often one might look away and look again at this painting, the eye returns to the figure of Jesus. Even though the smallest figure, his light aglow Eucharistic white robing beckons the glance. His intentional penetrating gaze draws ours. His curious gesture of peeking through the gossamer veil entices us. There is an intriguing shadow cast upon the divine face. Collectively, all of these features reflectively hearken to the mystery of the Eucharistic hiddenness of our Lord. Mary, as caretaker and overseer, holds the posture of humility, peace, and contemplation, hallmarks of the life of a Seven Sister. She is not indifferent nor numbed by God's plan, but bears an intensity of interior alertness reminiscent of the bride in Song of Songs. I am asleep, but my heart watcheth. So too, seven sisters learn this from the Madonna of the Grapes. We bear a responsibility to our personal Eucharistic life and in our providentially deigned circles of influence. To the right of Mary's shoulder, Mignard astutely renders a finial resting on the throne, as it were, of Mary, for she is the Queen of Heaven, ample blue cloak, and of earth, the vermilion undergarment upon which the incarnate Christ leans. Initial thoughts rightly bring the first scripture-scripted miracle, the wedding at Cana, where the stone jars embodied water turned wine, the foreshadowing of Holy Mass. This is impeccably suitable for the Madonna, overseer of the Eucharistic life. Do whatever he tells you, guides us still. In lingering a bit longer regarding the finial, one must be brought to remembrance of the alabaster jar of the Magdalene. The recorded witness of this lavishing of love toward Jesus invigorates our apostolate work today. Here the seven sister pauses to appreciate that her lavishing of prayers for one, like the extravagant decanting of perfume, fills the air wherever they are offered. They have effect. We simply and trustingly offer, and other guides their influence. Our obedience and fidelity have their reward. O dearest sisters in Christ, let us allow this God-ordained image, title, and patronage of Madonna of the Grapes, overseer of the Eucharistic life, to take us a bit farther into the extravagance and responsibility of the Eucharistic life, and in quietness and trust, let us go farther still. United in prayer, fasting, and mission, that our prayers may find the heart of every bishop and priest. Eternal gratitude continues as you each offer a daily We Hail Mary for me. One Ave Maria makes hell tremble, St. John Vianney. Pray that I will not spoil the beautiful work that God has entrusted, St. Teresa of Calcutta. Your emails, notes, and calls always arrive to my heart door at just the right moment. Financial sacrifices are for 100% furtherance of the apostolate. Your letters of testimony are beautiful and edifying. What glory is given to God through them. Be assured of my continued daily prayers for you at the altar. Jeanette Howe, through Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Her cell number? 651-283-0929. Her address, 43 Nord, N-O-R-D, Circle Road, St. Paul, Minnesota, 55127. Her email address, all spelled out, sevensistersapostolate@gmail.com. sevensistersapostolate@gmail.com. Now, seven sisters in and out and about. Heartfelt welcome, new groups that registered in September to cover more priests in daily prayer, additional groups in Cameroon, Africa, India, and the United Kingdom, and these USA states: Alabama, California, Connecticut, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Illinois, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina, Ohio, Oregon, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, South Dakota, Texas, Virginia, Washington, and Wisconsin. Our sure mission in every diocese of every country, let no shepherd be left behind. New prayer for priests in purgatory. In November, a rich opportunity will open that is perfectly fitting to the mission of letting no shepherd be left behind. Groups of at least seven, including an anchoress, will band together. Each chooses one distinct day of the week. The commitment for each will be to attend Holy Mass on that day every week and offer her personal intention and personal communion for the souls of priests in purgatory. Additionally, specified prayers are to be offered before or after the Mass. Commitment is 1 year, renewable. This fruit of the apostolate is termed pro pace, P-R-O-P-A-C-E, Latin for peace. A tri-patronage is already praying, St. Nicholas of Tolentino, St. Catherine of Genoa, and St. Gertrude. Use the month of October to prayerfully discern your involvement. Registration forms will be available on November 1st, which begins the month dedicated to the Holy Souls in Purgatory. Recent and ahead on the calendar, May through October 2024, pray for one bishop in the USA each day in this season of prayer offered through the Shepherd Project. Prayer is emailed daily. This is through the Our Lady of Champion Shrine in Wisconsin. The website is championshrine.org/shepherd-project. Next, gratitude to Judy and her team for organizing and hosting a day of reflection for the Diocese of Kansas City, St. Joseph, Missouri, on September 7th, more attended than registered. Also, gratitude to Conchita and her team for organizing a gathering for anchoresses and those interested in the apostolate for the Diocese of Victoria, Texas, on September 20th. Also, gratitude to Anna and her team for organizing and hosting a day of reflection for the Diocese of Duluth, Minnesota, on September 21st. What a day full of joy. And gratitude to Diocesan Coordinator Andrea and Father Chaz Wilton for organizing a day of retreat in Spanish for the Diocese of Arlington, Virginia, on the 21st of September. Community and sharing were strong. Ahead, Thursday, the 10th of October, St. Bonaventure in Columbus, Nebraska, for an informational, inspirational evening at 6:30 p.m., includes supper and talks and Q&A, free. Jeanette will be in attendance. RSVP to Katie, her email address, sevensistersomaha@gmail.com. Next, Saturday, the 9th of November, an annual time of reflection and renewal for the Archdiocese of St. Paul, Minneapolis, and St. Michael at St. Michael, Minnesota. From 8 to 3 p.m., the speaker will be Father John Ricardo. This includes adoration, mass, relics, lunch, testimonies, and vendors. All are invited. You don't have to be a Seven Sister to attend. Contact Doreen, her email address, sevensistersstpaul@gmail.com. I'll spell that out for you. sevensistersstpaul@gmail.com. Also on the 9th of November, the annual retreat for the Diocese of Arlington, Virginia, from 9 to 3, prayer and thanksgiving, includes Mass, two talks by Father Jonathan Smith and Deacon Anthony Calderon, Holy Hour, Confession during Adoration, Fellowship, $20, bring your own lunch. Contact Andrea, her email address, sevensistersarlington@gmail.com. Also on Saturday, November 16th, the time of Mass, information, inspiration in the Archdiocese of Atlanta at the Cathedral. More information to be brought forward. And because you asked, link to limited edition apostolate t-shirts, short and long-sleeved, hoodies at bonfire.com/7-sisters-apostolate or email 7sistersseattle@gmail.com. And now, matters of the heart. From Helen of Ohio, when asked to be an anchoress, my answer was yes. The anchoress had a stroke. My sister is a seven sister for another priest. We keep a weekly holy hour of adoration together. From Joanna in Minnesota, I am a sophomore at St. Mary's. I grew up with my mother as anchoress for my home parish's pastor and admire the way she was able to support him. I feel like it's so easy for many of us to go to Mass, but then forget about our priests. They have so many duties. Priests are also people just like us and are tempted and face the same issues. I hope to support Father Burns for the rest of my time at St. Mary's and encourage other women to do the same. From Hilda in Cameroon, the necessity to pray for priests and a sister in my church inspired me to join the Seven Sisters and lead this group for our parish priest. Group or family prayers are stronger. From Nancy in Maryland, this year's commitment renewal was momentous. The priests for whom we pray blessed our seven sisters and substitutes from the altar at the conclusion of Mass. In the past, we have had a private blessing after Mass. As a result, two wonderful ladies from the congregation approached me to inquire about seven sisters. I am so grateful that the word is spreading. From Sharon in Illinois, I approached eight women and six immediately agreed. Our pastor is very pleased we are forming the group. I pray the Holy Spirit will be with us and guide us as we begin. And from Cassie in Indiana, I have worked in ministry for the last 10 years with a great blessing to work alongside many priests. Currently, I work at a seminary and volunteer at my parish. I see the great joys and sufferings that happen in the life of the priest, and I feel called to accompany him through prayer. Impressive logo pennants are available. The elegant Eucharistic design and beauty on both sides speak perfectly of our work. Go to www.fontofgrace.com. That's FONTOFGRACE.com. And click onto Apostolate in the top right. Font of Grace owner, Seven Sister Jean M., offers a seventh pendant free, the least expensive of the seven, if all pendants are purchased at the same time. Pendants need not be the same. Sterling silver or 14-karat gold, with or without a diamond, a portion of the sales go to the apostolate. Elijah's Helpers. Intercessors in this group are dedicated to offering holy hours for priests in various forms of crisis. No names are known. These are special hours for special circumstances and carry special supportive graces. It is growing. Please consider this vital, hope-filled offering for our priests. All inquiries to Nancy at elijahhelpers@gmail.com. I'll spell that out. elijahhelpers@gmail.com or cell 612-756-1107. She will help. And the appreciated and loved quilt project, a double cloaking for retired priests, seven sisters prayer and a quilt. The priests love both. To learn more regarding a single quote for a retired priest, or how to get this started in your diocese, contact quiltsbysevensisters@gmail.com. quiltsbysevensisters@gmail.com. Fasting Brothers is growing. Groups of men offering various forms of fasting to augment the prayer efforts of a seven-sister group. Each man prayerfully discerns the type of fasting he will offer and commits to fast a designated day of the week, excepting Sunday and solemnities. Our chaplain strongly urges formation of these groups. Form is on the website for the Fasting Brother leader to register. Lamp-bearers. Lamp-bearers, so named for their action of continually filling of their lamps with the oil of prayer, was launched to pray for the apostolate at large. Each intercessor offers prayers every day for the apostolate. Intentions are gleaned from topics and calendar points in the monthly communique and also sent to members on the second or third Sunday of the month. Additional intercessors are welcomed. Inquire through the website. Seven Sisters Guideline Booklets, available as free download from website. Hard copies passed on for printing cost of $2 each plus postage and handling. Order through web email with amount desired with your address. Seven Sisters Trifold Brochure, effectively used in parish pamphlet stands with your pastor's prior approval. Adoration chapels, retreat centers, bags and packets for women's conferences, retreats, women's clubs, Sarah clubs, or simply handing out. These are available on the web as a free download. Recommend printing on 80-pound silk for the best printing results. May also order through the website. Indicate your address, quantity, 50 cents each or 25 for $10 plus postage and handling, available in English and Spanish. Also, the Seven Sisters Trifold Litany for Priests, beautifully printed on 100-pound silk, a bit thicker than brochures. Original artwork inspired by the Diary of St. Faustina by Seven Sister in Minnesota. Litany by Richard Cardinal Cushing, 50 cents each or 25 for $10 plus postage and handling. Remembrance of those seven sisters who have passed. We want to remember those seven sisters in name and in prayer who have gone before us to their eternal rest. Visit the website, click on About folder and scroll to bottom, choose In Remembrance, follow the prompts, or you may submit info via the website email. Please check the site monthly for additions and to pray. Priest who has passed to eternal rest. If the priest for whom you pray has entered eternal life, the group may be led to continue to pray for a length of time for the soul of that priest. Perhaps a novena of holy hours or the offering of holy masses for the priest. You will know. Some groups have or are offering holy hours for an entire year for their beloved deceased priest. Groups may be started following the death of a priest that did not have a group prior. This is commendable and welcomed. Please register those special groups through the website. Spanish translation of the communique. Posted and archived on the website, the translation link is sent with every communique. Commitment Prayer Guidelines Booklet in Spanish on the website are a free download. Anchoresses, please pass this communique on to your group members. Visit the Apostolate website today at www.sevensistersapostolate.org, spelled out www.sevensistersapostolate.org, and please like our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/Seven Sisters Apostolate, and in Spanish, www.facebook.com/apostolado7hermanes-1129217106208. God bless you.